League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome back to Tip TV with me, Matt Brown. I'm joined down the line by Roy Katzer, investment manager at Redmayne Bentley. Good day to you, Roy.
Hi, how are you, Matt?
Yeah, very well, thank you, very well.
Good.
Now, let's start off with the budget yesterday. It was nothing really to write home about, and certainly not one of the most exciting budgets of recent years. Is there anything you'd like to pick out of the budget that may be of interest to investors?
There was a few issues, really. The reduction in the investment allowance from 5,000 to 2,000, probably a bit of a surprise, and also the self-employed having to pay more national insurance. I mean, those are the two main things. And obviously we had the increase in the IC allowance as well.
Yes, indeed. I mean, let's look at the increase in national insurance first off for the self-employed. It's actually quite a small number, and I think Hammond's got a lot of stick in the newspapers today that maybe they've gone back on the Tory manifesto. But what it may mean for self-employed people, if they are going to be paying more national insurance, if they are managing their own finances, it potentially means that that money will now not go into investments that they may have looked to invest into. Is that a negative, do you see?
A small negative, actually, as you say, it's a small number, and I don't think if they've got a reasonable amount of money to invest, that the small increase in national insurance will deter them from investing.
Understood. And as we've already mentioned, the hike, it was already pre-planned under George Osborne to increase the ISA allowance,
sure.
I believe, up to 20,000. So, yeah. Do you see your clients now taking full advantage of that effective tax break up to 20,000?
I think it would be silly not to be fair. I mean, you've got a partner free of capital gains tax, free of income tax, and clients who've either invested in ISAs for many years or indeed transferred some of their investments from the main portfolio into the ISA will have built up substantial tax-free pots.
So certainly for an investor looking to get into the market, if you're looking at sub £20,000 to invest into long-term stocks and shares, it certainly would be advisable to look at ISAs as an option.
Yes, certainly. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's depending on one's individual circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Understood. And moving on, this morning we had numbers out for Morrisons, one of the biggest supermarkets.
Yeah.
In the UK. Now, the initial headlines were very good, increased profit by 50%. I think the first time we've seen sales and profits increase since 2012. So Ken, I'm sure, would be proud. However, the stock's trading down about 5%. How do you see the supermarket sector progressing through the rest of 2017?
I think the first point where we're coming from is that we all know about Lidl and Aldi, continuing to increase market share. I think from the latest Kantar figures, or the last two Kantar reports on the sector, that their growth might be abating slightly. And we are seeing supermarkets like Morrisons, Tesco's, probably the main ones that are benefiting. Sainsbury's have been a bit more static, and as we've seen like-for-like sales falling back.
I mean, one of the key things, or one of the outlook that came out from Morrisons, is that a drop in sterling may see a rise in products or cost of products, and certainly that would be
sure.
passed on to the consumer. So as a sector, bearing that in mind, if we see the pound at these low levels, around 121 against the dollar for a extended period of time, from an investment point of view, is the supermarket sector something to be looking to invest in, or would you avoid this at the moment?
few issues around that. First of all, the supermarket sector is deemed to be defensive. And as you correctly say, that the lower sterling goes, the more we have imported costs and potential inflation. Now, the trick for the supermarket retailers is how much of these increases they can pass on to the consumer without them noticing it.
Yes, indeed. I think a lot of the supermarkets have shied away from price competition as well. So for the actual end user, prices could go up due to higher costs, but also that lack of competition. And certainly this is going to hit the just about managing, certainly the self-employed as well, now they've seen, they will see national insurance go up. So things not looking too rosy for the just about managers managing, certainly on the budget and with the supermarkets at the moment. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's possibly right, actually. But, you know, we all have to eat, Matt. So, the supermarket has always been a dependable business. It's extremely competitive. As you say, not made any easier by the weakness of sterling. And it's going to be interesting to see how Tesco's progress. They announced their final results beginning of April. And it'll be interesting to see what the sector shows later on in the year.
Super. Well, very insightful. That's the supermarkets and the budget. Joined there by Roy Katzer of Redmayne Bentley. Thank you very much, Roy.
Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.